Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Nancy Etcoff's Survival of the Prettiest, a book that basically says beauty isn't just in the eye of the beholder, it's in our DNA. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about why we care so much about looks?
It really did. I went in thinking, okay, beauty standards are mostly cultural, right? Fashion magazines, media, that whole thing. But Etcoff, who's a psychologist at Harvard Medical School, makes a really strong case that our sense of beauty is actually a biological survival mechanism. It's not superficial, it's ancient.
Right, and the evidence she opens with is wild. 3-month-old babies, who have zero exposure to beauty standards, stare longer at faces that adults find attractive. Symmetrical faces, clear skin, average proportions. That's not learned. That's hardwired.
Exactly. She calls it a beauty detection system in our brains. It operates automatically and unconsciously. And the evolutionary logic is pretty straightforward. Throughout our ancestral past, being able to spot health and fertility in a mate meant better chances of having healthy kids. So we evolved to find certain features attractive because they signal good genes.
Yeah, and symmetry is a huge part of that. Across cultures, symmetrical faces are rated more attractive because symmetry tells you that person grew up without major disease or malnutrition. It's a sign of developmental stability. Even other animals prefer symmetry. It's that fundamental.
And it's not just symmetry. Etcoff talks about specific features, large eyes, high cheekbones, full lips in women. Those signal high estrogen and fertility. In men, a strong jaw and brow ridge signal testosterone and immune confidence. These aren't arbitrary preferences. They're biological advertisements.
What about the averageness thing? That one threw me. She says composite faces, like average of many faces, are rated more attractive than most individual faces. I thought we'd prefer distinctive features.
Right, but average means fewer genetic abnormalities. It's a signal of genetic health. Though she notes the most attractive faces aren't perfectly average, they're average with some exaggerations of sex-specific traits. Slightly bigger eyes, slightly fuller lips. A balance between familiarity and a little extra signal.
And she applies this to bodies too. Waist-to-hip ratio. Across cultures, a ratio around 0.7 is considered most attractive for women. That's linked to optimal estrogen levels and fertility. It's not some random ideal, it's biology.
Exactly. And then there's the beauty premium. Attractive people earn more, get lighter sentences, are perceived as more competent. Etcoff argues these biases are rooted in ancient heuristics. Quick judgments based on appearance used to be survival relevant. But in modern contexts, they lead to unfair treatment.
Yeah, she doesn't shy away from the dark side. The same mechanisms that make us love beauty make us vulnerable to manipulation. The cosmetics and fashion industries exploit these instincts, creating unrealistic standards that cause anxiety, eating disorders, body dysmorphia, especially for women.
Right.
And she talks about beauty as a double-edged sword. Attractive people get advantages, but also face objectification and intense scrutiny. It's not simple. She also notes that men aren't immune. Height, muscularity, facial masculinity matter for male attractiveness, tied to status and resource provision.
The part that got me was about facial expressions. She says a genuine Duchenne smile, the one that crinkles the eyes, is universally attractive because it signals warmth and authenticity. We've evolved to detect fake smiles. That's pretty wild.
It is. And I love that she closes with a humanistic message. We can't erase our biology, but we can understand it. The goal isn't to stop caring about appearance. That's impossible. It's to recognize beauty as a biological signal, not a moral virtue. That reduces stigma and helps us see beyond looks without pretending they don't matter.
So the takeaway for me is beauty is real. It's biological, and it's okay to care about it. But we should be aware of our biases and not let them rule us. It's about wisdom and self-compassion.
Absolutely. And if you want to dive deeper into Etcoff's arguments, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, what's your one-line takeaway from this book?
Beauty is a biological signal of health and fertility, not a measure of worth, and understanding that can set us free. We'll see you in the next one.